Welcome to Podcast Name, where we delve into the world of technology and innovation. Today, we're exploring something that's becoming increasingly important for developers: observability in open-source large language models, or LLMs, and how we can monitor their performance and behavior. So what does observability mean in the context of LLMs? Well, simply put, it's about understanding what's happening under the hood of these complex models. You know, many of us might use these models for various applications, from customer service chatbots to content generation, but we often don't see what's going on behind the scenes. And that's where observability comes in. Imagine you're driving a car. You can use the speedometer to monitor your speed and your rearview mirror to see what's behind you. Without those tools, you'd be driving blind. Similarly, observability tools give developers the ability to keep an eye on their models, understanding metrics, evaluating performance, tracing their conversations, managing prompts, and much more. Now let's talk about integration. One of the most exciting aspects of modern development is how easily we can integrate different tools into our existing workflows. The platform I'm referring to allows for a one-line integration. Yes, just a single line of code. This means if you're using well-known SDKs like OpenAI's or Vercel's AI SDK, you can get started with minimal effort. Just think about how much time that saves. You might wonder, why should I even care about monitoring these models? Well, not only does monitoring help ensure the performance and reliability of your applications, but it also allows you to tweak and evaluate the models for better outcomes. It's like having a coach, constantly providing feedback and helping you make data-informed decisions to improve your project. In practice, observability can expose how models behave with different prompts. This can be incredibly insightful, especially when you're fine-tuning responses for customer interactions. It can help identify patterns, like if a certain prompt yields unexpectedly poor responses, you can rethink your approach and make adjustments. What about the challenges developers might face? Well, for one, as AI models continue to evolve and grow in complexity, the sheer volume of data can be overwhelming. But with the right observability tools, you can slice through that complexity, focusing on what truly matters for your application. Now, I'm curious, how do you feel about the idea of using observability in your projects? Do you think it's something you can leverage to enhance your development process? As we wrap up today's discussion, remember that the goal of LLM observability isn't just to monitor, but to understand and improve. With tools that are easy to integrate and use, you can get on the path to creating more effective, reliable, and tailored AI applications. Thanks for tuning in to Podcast Name. We hope this conversation has unlocked a new way of thinking about your development projects. Until next time, keep exploring and innovating.